In today's Agronomic Minute, brought to you by UPL, a leader in sustainable crop management solutions for California's orchards and vineyards. Joining us today is UPL Technical Service Manager Emily Smith to talk about pruning in vineyards. And since we're about at that point in the season, Emily, what are some of the things to really keep top of mind when getting ready to get that pruning done?
Yeah, so a lot of growers are going to prune during the springtime, and that does open up these wounds for disease. Important things that you can do, first of all, is prune in the spring when it's drier out. And then sometimes the vines will bleed if it's getting close to when they're going to push or when the buds are going to push. And that's always good. But you can also spray for pruning wound diseases. And it's very important to prevent these diseases because they can be very costly later on and they do shorten the life of the vine. And so I think most growers kind of do at least something to protect the wounds, but there's a few different options that they can do. They can paint on any sort of, there's something called Vitaseal, which is a really great product, but obviously it's going to depend on how many acres you have. And then there's also things that you can spray on with a tractor that are also very effective.
So multiple options out there for growers to consider to help protect those vines. And now with diseases, what are some of the most prevalent ones that growers are dealing with or maybe present the greatest threat?
Yeah, so I think some of the most common are there's bot canker. There's a couple types of phomopsis that can be an issue. And then probably the biggest one is Eutypa dieback. And we have a product called Topsin. And Topsin is really, really effective on Eutypa and bot canker. And then a lot of the times, Topsin is used in conjunction with Rally. And those two together provide excellent control of Eutypa, bot canker, and then a couple different types of phomopsis. And then they also can take care of any powdery mildew that's out in the field at the time. And so it kind of covers a whole array of diseases, which is really nice. We have a 2EE for Topsin that covers pruning wound applications for grapevines. And it is very, very effective.
And now with those diseases in particular, what are some of the risks involved there if, say, you don't get after them early enough? What kind of damage can these diseases do in vineyards?
Yeah, so it can shorten the life of your vine. So Eutypa is a pretty serious disease in that it can kill the whole arm of the vine. And eventually your shoots will be stunted. There will be no fruit. So it does absolutely affect the grower's pocketbook eventually. And they're all very prevalent diseases. These are pretty common. So doing something like that to prevent the wounds is very, very important because, they're all susceptible to it. And again, it will definitely shorten the life of your vine. And that is something that growers would like to avoid.
Absolutely. And just lastly here, where might growers find some more information about some of the materials you've been going over that can help address some of those pruning wound diseases?
Yeah, they can reach out to our sales reps at UPL in their territories. And then they can also go to upl-ltd.com/US to look at our product pages. But getting a hold of a sales representative is probably the best plan for that.
This has been the latest installment of the Agronomic Minute, a weekly segment made possible through a content partnership with UPL.